Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Bob. So if you've gotten this script and all this information from the, not the ready of the script, but the story from this gentleman, that Marine, who had actually been paid to go into the MK Ultra program. And basically, when Bob went through it, there was no question that this was the basis of the film Conspiracy, was starring Mel Gibson. Whether Mel knew that this was a stolen script, a stolen story or not, we'll never know. But certainly the young man had problems. He didn't have enough money to hire a lawyer. They'd stolen his idea. They'd communicated with him, told him that they'd get back to him. Now, they'd probably given him a few $1,000. He would have been happy, but they didn't give him anything at all. They put the story out. It was a great success. The film made a lot of money. Go right ahead, Bob.
And I'm afraid at this point in time, actually, I kind of have a bad feeling that this fellow's probably not even with us any longer. And again, he was not an old man. He was, fairly young. But I really felt bad, number one, because I just was unable physically to do very much for him at that time because I had, I was like in and out of the hospital and all the rest of that. It was really a mess, during that period of time. But, anyhow, he was, in fact, and by the way, it was the entire script included in this fellow's, the presentation he gave me. And I still have it here in my office, actually. I pick it up every once in a while. I think I'm going to try and track him down, see if he's still with us. He was terribly distraught and not very stable, I'm afraid, when I met him. And I knew he was unable to ever go anyplace with it. You know, they just simply, basically, they knew that. See, they knew this kid was, not terribly on a good mental condition. And it was because of the MK Ultra. So they just wrote him a letter back and said, oh, we've researched it and we don't find that we have any reason to pursue this and, go away, basically, was what they did. And boy, I'll tell you, an idiot lawyer, and you could find plenty of them, an idiot lawyer could have represented him and won the case. I mean, there was no case, no question about the case because he had, word for word had been written and copyrighted 2 or 3 years before the movie. And he had responses from the people that stole it saying, we're looking at your script, So there's no question, and I felt bad about it. But to get back to the situation, these things sound so bizarre. You talk about MK Ultra, hypnotism, calling up on a telephone and just saying a key word and having a guy become almost comatose and go over and pick up a machine gun and go down the street and shoot people. But this is a real thing, folks. And there's reams and reams of material out there. You can certainly look up the MK Ultra. And if you want to look up Sirhan, and the possibility of his being under the influence of that, and it's what they call sleepers, and it was thought to be really a neat idea where they could take somebody, put them through these programs, hypnotize them or put an implant to send them to the dentist at the Naval Center or wherever guy is, if he's in the Navy like this shooter was, send him to the dentist and put in one of these little receivers in part of their filling of the tooth. That's how small it is. And a guy then, he has a speakerphone implanted in his head or in his tooth, his gums, his jaw, and that people can actually talk to him. And that's what this guy was saying for about 3 years. He was saying, I'm hearing voices all the time. He said, they seem to be coming through my walls. Maybe in his case, they actually had little speakers in the walls. I don't know. But this is a real thing. And I think somebody I know had written a couple of stories about it in the last 6 or 8 months, questioning if all of these shooters all of a sudden are sleepers, or if even half of them are sleepers planted out there from the old MK Ultra program, where in fact they just ring them up, give them a call, or talk to them through their little implanted microphones and tell them to go out and kill their neighbor.
And then, of course, the next thing they say is, well, we got to take the weapons away from everybody, rather than saying, hey, look, we need to get the people armed there on the naval base and all of these other places. People should have a right to keep a weapon so they can defend themselves. And as long as we have these people out there who have potential for violence, we need to have the people armed so they can protect themselves and others. But, of course, that's not the message that Dianne Feinstein and the other people want. They want to disarm the American people because they want a dictatorship. They're not concerned about the children. How often do they talk about the children? Oh, those little tiny children are being killed over there in Syria. What about the what about the 60 or 57 million abortions we do here? Are they really concerned about children?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, Reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Thought we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply saying that a gentleman who worked for the Defense Department had come forward. For 20 years, had worked for the Defense Department. He came forward, and he said he was giving the Defense Department 5 days to come forward and tell the truth about certainly what happened, and I'm assuming it is having to do with this fellow here at the Naval Base, who was actually recently shot after killing other people. But the question is, was he a victim of MK-Ultra mind control? Do they actually have these programs? Have they had them? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have. And if you haven't seen that film, The Manchurian Candidate, it's well worthwhile. Go back and seeing it, because this was an example of how they were able to program people to kill. And ladies and gentlemen, they do this sort of thing. This is not imaginary. This is all part of MK-Ultra and some of these horrible mind control programs initiated certainly by our military and by our the various divisions of government. But behind that, ladies and gentlemen, are the satanic forces that direct what's going on today. Go right ahead, Bob.
All right. So, and as a matter of fact, this presentation that this fellow did, this confession, if you will, has nothing to do. It was totally coincidental. I think that they crossed paths almost simultaneously without one event affecting the other. So it has nothing to do with the shooter, other than he is talking about MK-Ultra. All right, now, what he literally said, and by the way, it was fairly short and straight and simple, straight to the point. And by the way, I mentioned earlier that the MK-Ultra officially had been requested by the church committee to be stopped, and that was in 73, where all of these horrible things were laid out on the table, and the Congress, and sometimes they do this with a wink and a nod, and it's for publicity only, but they said, oh, shame on you people, don't ever do this again, and of course the CIA promises to not do it, and then change the names and move forward. All right, now the project that he was describing, this operation, Project Sedgwick, was actually supposedly the phase two of MK-Ultra. And he said that his quote was, unfortunately, the last decade of my career, I have seen and been a part of one of the biggest threats to this great nation and to the citizens. And he goes on to talk about how he felt that if you are aware of bad things going on and that you don't come forward and report them and be honest about it, that that constitutes a sin, and that he did not want to live in sin any longer. So he was coming forward with this information. And he said, I'm showing my face. I will reveal my name for my own protection. If something were to happen to me, then you know it was not an accident. And then he said, I'm requesting the Department of Defense and the CIA agents to come forward and back him up, and for the CIA and the Department of Defense to admit to these things. And if they didn't, by September 23rd, that's a couple of days from today, that he was going to release via YouTube and other methods all the evidence that he had. And he said, which includes not only paperwork, but actual audio and video copies of recordings of the projects themselves and who they tapped. He was actually involved with tapping the telephones himself, being involved with tapping the telephones of many people, including even, he said, Michael Jackson, who was targeted by this operation. And he said that we tapped Michael Jackson's telephones. And at the very end of his presentation, when he got done laying out his terms here, actually threatening the Department of Defense that he was going to expose all of this himself by putting out these tapes and the documents, that if they didn't come forward themselves, And then again, as I say, he signed off by actually playing a recording that they tapped on the telephone of Michael Jackson talking to a friend of his the day before he died. And the last sentence of that particular conversation said, "They are going to kill me. They might shoot me or stab me. They could also very easily set me up and say that I overdosed on drugs." And this is Michael Jackson talking to a close friend of his, tapped by the Department of Defense the day before he was dead in his home.
Means from an overdose of drugs.
Whatever. That's correct. At least that's what they told us. And verbatim, that was the words that is on the tape. I listened to it carefully a couple of times. And he said he was worried about his children, that they would be taken care of and be safe. But that he said, and he said something strange also. He says this is not necessarily the government. He said, but the words were, they could frame me and say I overdosed on drugs, period. And then he says, they can do a lot of things, period. It's not the government, period. It's more than the government, period. So I guess he's referring to, like we talk about, the secret government, you know, above and beyond. And part of what he also, what this fellow was saying in his edict that he put out here, was that the use of the music, what they call the hip-hop music, was put out and was created by these controlling factors to manipulate the black community and to destroy their social, whatever social status they had by putting out all of this music. And that, you know, one or two of the black hip-hop stars had been murdered, and he claimed, or he implied, that that was part of the project also, was not only to create this music that I don't even understand, and I used to be in the music business, but he said that was all created to destroy the black culture and to control and manipulate their social existence, and that was part of his presentation also. So I guess it remains to be seen. If anybody wants to go on, if you want to go, if you look this up, you can see this thing. It's kind of spooky, seeing this fella talk right straight to the camera and to actually threaten the government and the Department of Defense, challenging them to come forward and admit to what they were doing, or he's going to put it out there.
Bob, this would be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because basically, I mean, if he's going to do it, he ought to come out forward and do it, not to simply threaten them that they have to come forward, because basically what he's saying is true, they would kill him.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he's doing a suicide. I don't know.
I don't know. But basically, you know, of course, I mean, but if he knows what's going on, and if what the information you put forward is true, he should have come forward and put this out, not tell the government what they're going to do, because they don't take orders from somebody like that.
Well,
they are professional assassins who would kill him.
Sure. Well, whatever. And I agree with you. I think that it probably would be much smarter to not fool around with these guys. If you're making the assumption that he's being, that this is the truth, and it probably is. I mean, because it's certainly there's nothing surprising about what he's talking about in terms of the project. They certainly are, and they certainly do what we would consider to be extraordinarily crazy projects. They do that, unfortunately. But anyhow, it's out there. If anybody wants to see it, he said, and he might be right now, if you're interested, you might want to get it pretty quick, because he said it'll probably be yanked off of YouTube real quick. So he may be true. That may be true. But it's, if you go on the YouTube and just put Special Agent Robert Connors, or go on YouTube and put Robert Connors Whistleblower, those will get you to his presentation. You can make your own judgment as to how crazy it is. And again, we'll now at this point, we'll have to see what happens, you know, with what he has. Although, you know, I have to say this, you know, this fellow that these two or three guys that had come forward. What was the name of the fellow there that was over at Snowden? Snowden, the fellow that came forward and went to Russia and got to stay over there and all that. He did the same thing. He put out a certain amount of material, and then he said, I've got, you know, files of more and this and that. If you don't leave me alone, I'll put the rest of it out. He kind of did the same thing. It's just a little bit of different, but actually not that much now that I think about it. You know, he put out, and then, of course, we know what's his, the fellow that was the assassin that you and I both know.
Chip Tatum.
Chip Tatum. Couldn't think of his name. Of course, Chip kind of did the same thing also. He left the agency doing, had done a whole multitude of covert operations, including being involved with assassinations. And when he quit, he did the same thing. He told them, leave me alone, leave my family alone, or I will put out this box load of tapes that I have, and I've heard some of those, as a matter of fact, myself, and he certainly had things that would put some really big, important people away for 30 years, or maybe, I'll put it that way. Because as we know, at the very highest level, people can be found guilty, like Oliver North was found guilty of several things, and he never spent more than an afternoon in jail, so we're unfortunately familiar with that, but that's some of the newest stuff as far as how interesting things are going right now. I had done a little bit of investigating a little farther on some of the more unusual sleeper agent MK Ultra concepts, and apparently, North Korea, now this is back in 2002, I don't know, I guess I think the original old man still would have been in charge in 2002. I don't think it was his the son. But for many years, apparently in the 1980s, they had copied, this is the North Korea now, they had copied the MK Ultra programs and had kidnapped young girls, including just North Koreans now, and some there were in other countries, but mostly North Koreans of their own from right there in North Korea, kidnapped them, put them under their own concentrated program of, again, taken from the MK Ultra CIA operations, and turned them into sleepers to spy and even to kill and do whatever in their own country on their family and their neighbors and things like that. And then also, of course, sending them like to South Korea to do spying there, and also to function as recruits to bring in other young girls, and that then would be put under this MK Ultra North Korean style, and put out again as spies around and in other countries, probably in the United States as well. And that was throughout the 1980s. So the MK Ultra program, when people talk about it, not only did it not die off like it was supposed to, but it was actually apparently expanded and put into picked up by foreign countries and duplicated, as a matter of fact. So it's you know, it's another bit of information that's so disturbing about what I consider to be my country. You know, it, some of the things that made me so very upset when I was taken advantage of myself by the Central Intelligence operatives and military generals and all that were all involved with taking advantage of me. And I was just a business guy doing my own thing and being honest and had had already done my time in the United States Coast Guard, had signed up during the Vietnam War to do my thing, and ended up being just completely run over by in the intelligence agency. So whatever. Were you aware of any of this at all, or is it all?
No, it is, I will have to admit, Bob, that I had not heard anything at all about certainly anything on the stock of the rifle. I had not heard about Mr. Connors suddenly putting a threat out to the intelligence agencies, telling him to come forward and tell the truth. But basically, he better have some place to hide, because you do not suddenly threaten these people, because these people certainly are ruthless. And they don't hesitate at all to kill people on a regular basis. They do it regularly. And it's so difficult for the average American to realize that this is the way the real world works.
Yeah, it is. And then, of course, we had a perfect example of what you're referring to now was the gentleman, I believe his name, and I'm testing my memory here. I think his name was Hastings, was that fellow that his the one that was... had already done an expose or two, and was...
This is the one where they blew up his car. Right. And killed, right. And there's right. No question that they blew up the car.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They cannot let the American people realize that this is the sort of thing that really does happen. They killed President Kennedy. They killed his brother. They killed Martin Luther King. And they were going to kill all the people, certainly on the USS Liberty. It was just miraculous they didn't kill more. They wanted to kill 6,000 people in the Twin Towers. They only killed a little over 2,700 there. Less than 3,000, but they intended to kill them all. They wanted an incident so they could get us into a war. Certainly, they knew the war was coming. They knew the attack was coming on Pearl Harbor. I know, because I went through Secretary of War Simpson's diary back at Yale University, Sterling Library. And there, of course, as Secretary of War Simpson talks about, and we have the pages I copied from his diary, going to the White House with the president, telling him the war is going to be coming next Monday. Basically, the only question is how we're going to get into that war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. They left those boys there at Pearl Harbor to die. They had the cameras all set up. Do you ever wonder how they got all those cameras all set up ready? How did they get all the cameras all set up there in New York City? Get all those wonderful pictures of the Twin Towers and Building 7 coming down. Do you think that was just coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an evil and fallen world. If you'd like to see those pics, those pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary, we have them. We have the letter, certainly, that Ambassador Dodd wrote to Colonel House in 1936 saying, why are 100 American corporations here building the weapons for the Nazis, for the Germans, when nobody wants a war here, but there's no profit to be made? Why are they building all these weapons? We have the documentation. And you need to get it.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Bob was just saying that a CIA agent has come forward recently, a woman, who's saying that they were watching every day for at least 30 days before the Twin Towers come down. Early in the morning, suddenly trucks arriving with a thermite. Was that what was it?
Basically, and they assumed it was thermite, and nobody actually got in. It's kind of amazing that they didn't do something, but they physically were doing a surveillance. And they saw these trucks every day for like 30 days in and out about 3 to 5 in the morning when the security was lowest. And this thermite, by the way, burns at about 4,000 degrees. And it even, what it does is creates its own oxygen so that it can almost burn buried. And that's why that stuff was like for 20 days, there were still fires at the bottom of the Twin Towers wreckage. Because it was thermite fires. They actually would get 3 feet into it and it would flare up again. That's because it was this thermite that creates its own oxygen from which it burned.
I remember that so well. And, of course, I mean, how could it possibly be that there'd be molten steel down there or molten fires at the base of the Twin Towers for weeks after the attack? How could that possibly be with all that water? Well, of course, it has to be the thermite. Well, we're out of time, Bob.
Okay, great. It was fun. And
we'll look forward to talking to you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing your new DVD. Our guest has been Bob Fletcher. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks very much. Good night. And, of course, basically, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. There's no question that the Twin Towers was controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. You can see it on the Internet. Why did they have all those cameras trained on Building 7? Because they have a number of them from different districts. Was that just coincidence? Well, you have a building suddenly quite some distance, a few, maybe 100 yards or so, from the Twin Towers, and they got all these pictures there at 5:20 in the evening that day, and they've got all these pictures of the Twin Towers coming down. But see how the center of the roof caves in first. Then they take out the base of the building. It's a typical controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, then it was all controlled demolition. And they kill those people just as they intend to kill hundreds of millions of people in our country. And you may very well be one of them if you're not involved in this battle. And help us expose what really happened there at the Twin Towers. You need to get our sets, 911, and these are 4-CD sets, 911 update. Why did the buildings come down? We have got an excellent fiction DVD, Operation Terror. We have Richard Gage's two DVDs, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and then his newest one on 911. You need to get this information, ladies and gentlemen. You need to show it. We cannot back away from this. And the American people don't understand that they killed those people.
and they ended to kill hundreds of millions of people here in America. When you begin to understand that, what's going on begins to make sense. You need to get our DVDs on, obviously, on the threat of an EMP attack, the 4-CD set, on the threat of an EMP attack. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, but people say, nothing could be like this. Nothing could be that evil. Well, that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness will introduce you to an entirely different world. So certainly you can get that, and you can get so many of the other things that we have at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then certainly go to our website, and certainly we hope that you'll tell others about our program, encourage them to listen to Radio Liberty to get educated. The greatest gift you can give to people is to get them educated and hopefully to draw them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that's going to sustain any of us in the terrible times that lie ahead. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at the same time.